It is a rainy day, and I'll tell you a story. There was a man, Tom. He worked for a branch of Homeland Security, an obscure branch. Its job was correlating events that were unlikely to be correlated, at least in a cause and effect sort of way. Tom had been placed in the office. In fact, he was one of the first to be placed in the office because he had a reputation for having an uncanny knack of putting things that apparently have no relationship to each other together, of things that apparently had no relationship to each other together. Many years ago, he had put a few obscure pieces of information and discovered correctly the location of a kidnapper, and the girl he had kidnapped was rescued as a consequence. He hadn't discovered a great deal since then. A few interesting leads were the best that could be said. And as a matter of fact, his current boss, who was the same boss he had had for a long, long time, was rather frustrated with the fact that he really hadn't come up with anything useful, and as a person, he was a bit annoying, so she was particularly uneasy about the fact that he wished now to have an interview with her and her superior. They sat in the superior's office, another woman, intelligent, careful, forthright. So, Tom, what is it you have to present to us now? Not much, Tom said, not much. Come, we do not have all morning. Please, what is it? Well, I think I found something. His boss, Marilyn, was gentle. Tom, go ahead, tell us, please, explain. And explain also what the urgency is of this discovery. Well, said Tom, you know that there have been some outages.
Yes.
Which outages? Yes, you're right. There have been several. These are in Springfield.
Okay.
I think I should go there, Tom said. Well, you're going to have to explain a good deal more than that, Marilyn's boss said.
Okay.
I shall. These outages follow a path that coincides with the path of one of the more famous instances of sleep driving on record.
Sleep driving? Both Marilyn and her boss are uttered simultaneously.
Yes, sleep driving. What, may I ask, does that mean? Are people driving around in their sleep?
Yes, Tom said. In their sleep.
It's well known that this occurs. Well known. Not a lot of instances. Rarely do they get in accidents. Rarely. Probably less often than many people when they are awake. Although how awake they are is always a good question. Never liked to drive around much myself. Always afraid of run into something like that.
So, Marilyn's boss said, so, you have been aware of people who drive in their sleep for some time and been interested in that. Is that correct?
Yes, Tom said. He wasn't quite sure why it sounded like such an accusation. But yes, yes, he had been interested in it for quite some time. So do you think perhaps the coincidence that the sleep driving, as you call it, and these power outages... It's not just power outages, by the way. It's spikes as well. Are connected. The real connection is you.
There was a long pause. Tom responded calmly.
Well, yes, but all the same, there is a correlation.
Marilyn interceded.
Tom, please, explain. What is the correlation?
Well, you see, said Tom, if you map out the spikes, as you put it, that's very true. There are spikes as well as outages. If you map the pattern of spikes and outages, you will find that they go from the Adams factory on Canal Street to the Portobello Mushroom Company on 16th Street, and then to an apartment building on 23rd Street. And this is precisely the path that this particular street, I almost said streetwalker, no, he is a sleep driver, precisely on the path that he follows when he leaves his work at the Adams factory until he goes to bed in his home on 23rd Street. Yeah. I suppose, now this was the manager's manager speaking, there could be something to it. What would it take to investigate?
Really, Marilyn said, I'm surprised.
Well, you know how we are, the danger of terrorism, the danger of this, the danger of that. You can't be too careful. Suppose there is something to it, and we said ignore it. Yeah. Well, what we look like, fools. This genius here has told us once again. And we, if we ignore him, and something happens, it'll be our fault. No, I say, let him go.
And then you're approving travel to Springfield?
I suppose. Which Springfield is it? Ohio? Vermont? Cucamonga?
Well, it's Ohio.
Ohio. All right. Let him go. I don't care. Get him out of the office. Don't do anybody any harm. It's in our budget. We're not using our travel expense anyway. All right. Go ahead.
So Tom quietly went back to his desk, packed up his things, and made arrangements to travel to Springfield, Ohio. Found himself an inexpensive hotel in Springfield, settled in, and tried to figure out what on earth he was going to do next.